Hi, it's the word of the day. Good morning to you on this Sunday, September 24th. And I have a special guest in the room, my son Jackson. If you want to wave, you want to wave. Jackson's here. You can see his hand. He just wants to witness. Praise God for you being here. And I want you to share. I want you to invite folks. I want you to like this, whatever you can do on whatever platform that you are on. I want you to get the word out. The Lord continues to press in on us and challenge us to take what is rightfully ours. And I just have a very encouraging word for you today. It really, in light of scripture, is going to give you some insight and understanding on why you face opposition and the way God sets it up progressively for you to take possession of the things that God has promised you and not all at one time. And I know many of us have been taught it has a lot to do with our maturity level and what we can handle. And yes, that is absolutely true. But the Lord sent me to scripture in the book of Exodus that's going to give you even more insight on how God's manifold wisdom is working on your behalf. You know, the songwriter says, even though I can't see it, he's working. Even though I can't feel it, he's working. In scripture, we're going to show you, I'm going to show you where the Lord is working while you are waiting, praying, believing, hoping, and expecting God to do something that you've been praying for. He's been bearing long with you for. So let's pray quickly. And then I'm going to get into this word of the Lord for you this morning, which is take possession. The word of the Lord to you is take possession. Father, good morning. Oh Lord, we acknowledge you as sovereign, as the power, as the glory, the majesty. All the honor is yours. Holy is your name. Worthy is the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundations of the world. Worthy is our God. Father, we ask now that you dine with us. Set a table before us. Yes, even in the presence of our enemies. God, we thank you for your word in Psalm 91 that tells us that we should abide in the secret place of the Most High and dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. God, we want to be under you, in you, consumed by you, encompassed by you, even now with your word of encouragement. We bless you, and I pray, God, that this word will push us forward with the wind of the Holy Spirit at our backs for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So the word of God tells us in the book of Hebrews that it's by faith and patience that we possess the promises of God. It takes faith and patience, meaning there is a belief and then there's a timing. Come on. There is your faith and then there's the time of God. And so there are things that many of us have been pressing in and praying for, believing God for. Some of us have given up, but the Lord has sent me today to encourage you that you are taking possession, that you are encouraged to fight in the spirit for that which you know belongs to you. Who is praying for their health? Who is praying for their finances? Who is praying for their house? Who is praying for their mortgage situation? Who is praying for the situation on their job? Who is praying for a situation about addiction? Glory to God. Somebody's been asking the Lord to set them free from things that they've been putting before their eyes and they know they shouldn't do it. How many of us are praying about relationship struggles and issues? The Lord says, take possession. The Lord is encouraging you to possess that which he has put in your spirit is yours. And how do you do that? You do it by persistence in the dream of the Lord. The Lord showed me a battle on a basketball court. And the basketball court actually represents the courts of heaven. And in this court, there was an opponent that was larger and taller than me. But yet in this dream, the Lord was giving me such a persistent and aggressive, persuaded fight to the end, and the enemy didn't score a single point. And the Lord began to minister to me from these words, take possession. Every possession of the basketball, I took possession and I scored. And even when I didn't make the basket, I was fierce to get the rebound, the offensive rebound over this taller and this stronger opponent. He could not get the ball from me. And so I kept trying to score. Even if I missed, I got the rebound and I shot it again. And if I missed that one, I would get the rebound and shoot it again. The Lord is telling you persistence is going to be the key for you. Persistence, faithfulness to what God has said to you. There is great opposition right now, as we have entered into this Hebrew calendar year, 5784, I've prophesied that it's the year of the door, the year of the door of humility, the year of the door of surrender, the year of the door of Jesus Christ. He is the door. It is through Christ that we apprehend all of the inheritance that is for us. And so the Lord is talking to us and emphasizing right now the fruit of the Spirit as your inheritance. The Lord wants you to receive your spiritual blessings. What does it say in the book of, books of Ephesians? It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So it's in Christ we have received every spiritual blessing. What is that? Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness or humility, and self-control. Where are the fruit of the Spirit? Where is the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Not showing up the way, the patience of God, come on, the love of God, the peace of God, the joy that comes through the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says that righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit are our inheritance as believers. And so there's some of these spiritual blessings many of us have not apprehended. And the Lord is saying, take possession of them. He's encouraging you today. Take possession. It may appear that your opponent is larger than you, but we have to have the testimony, the same testimony of our elder brother Caleb. Listen to what Caleb said. After the spies went into the promised land, they saw the inheritance and they came back with a fearful report. And the scriptures call it an evil report. It was inspired by demons. They came back and said, we were like grasshoppers in their sight, and they did not believe the promise that God had given them. He had released them out of bondage in Egypt. He had parted the Red Sea. He had caused them by the Spirit to take down the walls of Jericho and seize the city. The Lord had caused their clothes not to wear out. He had fed them with manna from heaven and quail. The Lord had brought water from a rock. The Lord had judged the gods of Egypt with 10 plagues. Glory to God. Turned the river Nile to blood. He had done all these mighty wonders. He had spoken to them from the mountain with loud thunderings and lightning. They had seen the Lord as a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. And they still brought back an evil report because they were looking at it from the natural. And they could not enter in. And the Lord got angry with them in Numbers 14 and said, this generation will not apprehend the promises. They will not enter the promised land. I'm going to have them wander as pilgrims in the wilderness until another generation comes. You are in the generation God is causing to bring into the inheritance that is yours, not just for you, but for your family, your generations after you. And so the Lord is encouraging you to see things by the Spirit and have the report of Caleb. He went with those 12 spies, and he was the one that the scriptures lift up, who had a holy report. And listen to what Caleb said. The people were crying because they heard this evil report from the spies who did not believe. And Caleb, it says, quieted the people. He brought them to a place of quietness. And he said, let us go up at once and take possession. That was the word of the Lord. Take possession. It came from the voice of Caleb in scripture. In Numbers 13, verse 30, he says, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are able to overcome it. He believed in the ability of the word of God to work through his life. He said, let's not hesitate. And this is the word of God to you. Do not hesitate. Be aggressive in prayer. The Bible says that from John until now, the kingdom of God is suffering violence. But the violent ones are those who take the kingdom of God, take possession of it by force. In another part of scripture, it says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and everyone is pressing into it. What does that mean? It means the enemy is pressing into the kingdom. He's seeking to devour the kingdom. He's seeking to restrict the kingdom. He's seeking to resist the kingdom. He's pressing in. He's trying to keep you from advancing. But you need the testimony of Caleb, who quieted his spirit and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are able to overcome it. He believed in his God. And we've got to remember that the scriptures say it's by faith and patience that we receive the promises of God. This is Hebrews 6 and 11. It says, and we desire that each of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. There's an assurance of hope until the end. There is an assurance that you will receive what God has for you at the appointed time. And then it goes on to say that you do not become sluggish, meaning stay in the fight. Stay violent against the enemy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherited the promises. So let me show you this in scripture that's going to really encourage you about why you're in a fight. God, in his manifold wisdom, he sees what we don't see. Even though I don't see it, he's working. Even though I don't feel it, he's working. In scripture, the Lord literally tells Moses, I'm not going to evict all of your enemies at one time. Now, our natural mind would say, God promised me something. He's going to download it all at one time. The Bible says you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body, blessed in your storehouse, blessed in your coming and going, blessed in your sitting and your rising. The Bible says you have all of these promises, and the Bible says the blessings of God will overtake you. But there's a progressive nature of God giving you what he has for you. He doesn't give it to you all at once. Why? Because he sees what you can't see. He sees that there are some things you won't be able to do if you inherit everything at one time, because there will be too numerous of enemies to come at you at one time. And he doesn't want to add a, what does the Bible say? It says he blesses us and he does not add sorrow to it. God doesn't want to give you so much at one time that the spiritual opposition to what he's doing in your life overwhelms you. There's a progressive growth in maturity, a progressive growth in understanding, a progressive growth in revelation and wisdom, a progressive growth in your capacity to manage. There's a progressive growth of you to war in the spirit for the faith and the promises of God to manifest so that you can inherit things. And he doesn't want you to be so preoccupied and depressed and full of anxiety that you cannot live. He has a progressive revealing of his blessings in your life. How do we know? In Exodus chapter 23, listen to what it says beginning at verse 27. You've got to begin to type, my God understands. Type in the chat, my God understands. He understand. He is a God of manifold wisdom. Listen to what it says in Exodus 23, verse 27. I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come. This is the enemy. And will make all your enemies turn their backs to you, meaning they will flee. So he promises, as you progressively take the inheritance I have for you by walking by faith, I'm going to send fear ahead of you and your enemies will be confused and they're going to run. But then listen to what he says. I will send hornets before you. I believe this is an example of angels, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. So he sends an army ahead of you. And he says, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year. This is the word of God. He says, I will not, verse 29, Exodus 23, I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. God wants you to be able to stand in it, not just have it. God wants you to actually be in the blessing. He doesn't want to just give you blessing that you cannot yet apprehend. God says, I'm not going to send you guys into a desolate place, because then the beasts would have already filled the gap that had been created. And so you're going to have a battle on your hands that you don't need. I'm going to progressively, before every door of opportunity, send my fear and my hornets ahead of you to drive out the enemy. And all I need you to do is stand in faith, walk by faith, trust me, don't see them as greater and bigger and more powerful than you. No, go with my hornets, go with my angels, go with my fear ahead of you. I'm roaring ahead of you and I'm causing your enemies to flee. Just stand and walk it out. Stand on the promises and walk it out. Why? Because if I do it all at one time, you're going to enter into something, you're going to receive a blessing, And when you get it, it's going to come with added pressure. It's going to come with added issues. Because when I cleared the path before you came into the blessing, it actually created an open door for the enemy to create something new. It says in Exodus 23:29, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field, those are demons, become too numerous for you. In verse 30, it says, little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. There's an increase in your spirit. There's an increase in your understanding. There's an increase in your spiritual maturity. He wants your senses to be exercised by reason of use, meaning your spiritual gifts. There are things God needs to awaken in you and see that are operating in your life before you can apprehend certain inheritances in the kingdom of God. And so I just want to pray for you right now, because the Spirit of the Lord is saying, take possession, and he wants you to be patient as he progressively brings you into the things that God has for you. Now, listen, there are some things you can feel pressing on your spirit right now that you know God is saying in this year of the door, this reward for your diligence is coming. This reward for your persistence is imminent. God is saying behind this door that you're going through, the door that the enemy's trying to flood with his imps and his demons, this door is critical for you to apprehend it. He says, take possession. Do what Caleb said. He says, we should go at once and take possession. I pray now, Lord Jesus, you put a spear in the hands of your people. I see a spear in your hand, daughter. I see a spear in your hand, my brother. And you're going to use that spear in the spirit realm. God, sharpen their prayer lives. Oh, God, I pray you awaken them in the middle of the night to go to war in the spirit for that which belongs to them. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, their declaration becomes, it's mine and I will have it. I pray in the name of the Lord, somebody begins to type right now, it's mine and I will have it. God says it's yours and you will have it. And I pray in the name of the Lord that they receive this word to take possession, meaning there's an active engagement in prayer. There's an active engagement in declaring and proclaiming the will of God. There's an active engagement of our mouths to speak life where it looks like things are dead. God, I pray you put a new spirit and a new heart within us that we can walk in your statutes, where we have hardened ourselves, God, to the walk of faith, where we have been metastasized in our hearts because we haven't seen the thing we've been hoping for. Your word says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But God, when that word comes, when that thing comes, it is a delight. It's a joy. And I pray for the joy of the Lord now to overtake us. As we fight, I pray we fight with joy. Glory to God. We are not going to be overcome by evil. We're going to overcome evil with good. Come on. We're going to abhor evil and cleave to that which is good. That is Jesus. We're going to abhor the things that are coming against us. And we're going to walk by faith with Jesus Christ, hand in hand, declaring what's mine is mine. God, I pray that you anoint them for this battle in the name of Jesus. Anoint them with the faith to believe you. Anoint them, God. Sandra, I pray in the name of Jesus, you receive this word. Stand on the word God spoke over your life. Stand, Sandra, over the word of God that has been spoken over your life. Stand with the spear of the Lord, the sword of the Lord, the word of God. God, I pray that we will not be apprehensive to use your word to our advantage, to even just remind you of what you said. You said that the woman, oh God, in Luke 18, came to the unjust judge over and over, demanding justice, demanding that her adversary pay her back for what he did. And you said, though you bear long with us, you will answer us speedily. You won't wait a second past the appointed time to answer the prayer and manifest your glory. And so, Lord, I pray for a spirit of expectation to come over your people now. I impart hope now in Jesus' name. I impart patience now in Jesus' name. I impart persistence in the name of the Lord to apprehend the promises of God. This we pray, O Lord Jesus. Oh, this we pray in your precious name. Holy Jesus, amen. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I'm so grateful for this time together. This is the word of the day. Take possession. I pray you carry this word, you cover it and put it in the dirt of your heart, and you hide his word in your heart that you might not sin against him, that you won't be like those 11 or those 10 spies rather, other than Joshua and Caleb, who believed an evil report, who spread an evil report. They literally put their mouths to their fear and they spread fear in the whole nation of Israel. And it was a pervasive fear that was not overcome. They could not overcome it. And so God, I pray we agree with our mouths in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow, we'll have a word of the day for you tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you. May he bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. It's the blessing of the Lord. And I bless you for being here. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.